Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beef steak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny has gone on another of her mysterious errands for wealthy Carrie Carlton, and this time has warned Freddie Lang not to follow her. Freddie had no intention of following her this time, however, because he has to go on an errand himself. It's late afternoon now, and at the Dodge Mansion, the doorbell rings.
Hi there, Madeline.
Well, Freddie Lang. Hello.
Hi. I was just driving out through Glen Cove here, so I thought I'd drop in and do a little slumming.
Oh.
Well, do I get in?
Well, I suppose so. Come on.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hey, Freddie.
Hmm?
What in the world was that strange-looking white thing out in the driveway?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the looks of that, Madeline. That's one of my dairy trucks.
That's a truck?
Yeah.
I thought it was a baby buggy.
Well, we're starting out a small way.
Oh.
You, gonna take milk from our dairy, huh?
Well, I don't know that we take milk from any dairy. You have to see the cook about that.
Oh, I get it. I gotta go around to the back door, huh?
Well, in slums like this, deliveries are usually made in the rear. But perhaps we can make an exception of you.
Well, that's awful big of you.
What do you want, a formal introduction to the cook?
No, you can skip that. I guess that milk left on the doorstep in this joint would curdle in 2 minutes.
Oh.
Hey, Madeline.
Yeah?
You, doing anything tonight?
Nothing that won't bore me to death.
Well, that's fine. How about going out somewheres with me, then?
Why, Freddie, how bold of you. Are you asking me for a date?
Look, I wasn't asking to see your great-grandmother.
Oh, but I'm sure you'll find her far more entertaining than I am.
I ain't looking to have a good time. Not with you, I ain't.
Thank you.
But I did figure that you might get a few laughs out of me. You know, you always did.
Oh, Freddie, now you don't have to be bitter about it. We just aren't meant for each other, that's all.
Oh, I know that all right. Don't think I ain't glad that I do know it. Look, come on, slink into some mink and we'll take a spin in the country, huh?
What's that in the country?
Oh, there's just plenty of country out there. But come on, fresh air will do you good. You know, this joint of yours is awful stuffy.
Oh, I don't know. It seems to be spacious enough.
A waste of space, if you ask me.
Freddie, that was a very cute little joke.
Yeah, ha-ha. I ought to get hit on the head for jokes like that, I ought to. Come on, Madeline, let's go, huh?
Well, Freddie, I really hadn't planned on going out tonight.
You mean that you think the prof might drop up tonight, huh?
Well, I asked him to.
Oh?
And he usually does what I ask.
Well, he ain't going to do it tonight, though, because he's got a great big meeting on up at the university.
How do you know?
I dropped by to see him and borrow a couple bucks before I came out here.
Oh, then you came here prepared.
Oh, don't worry. I got the dough to show you a good time. Well, what do you say? Come on.
You sure you're telling the truth about Professor Rogers?
Now, why would I lie about that?
Because you seem so anxious to have a date with me. After all these weeks of ignoring me completely. I thought that...
You can't think. All you can do is look good and cost a guy a lot of dough. Well, come on, I'm ready. Let's go somewheres.
All right, where'll we go?
Well, we can take you in the casino if you want to.
Oh, no, Freddie, I'm so tired of that place.
Okay, then you name the place. And don't worry about me not being able to fit the bill either. I got enough dough on me tonight to buy real estate in Times Square.
Oh, thanks for telling me. I'll see that you have at least coffee left when the evening is over.
Thanks. Never mind, though, because I still got the truck.
Oh, good heavens, no, Freddie, no. We're not going anywhere in that awful thing, are we?
What do you mean? What's so awful about that?
Oh, it looks a phrase. We'll take my car.
Oh. Well, which one did you have in mind?
The one that you like. The Roadster.
Okay, it's a deal. Now, go ahead. Go get your duds on and let's get out of here, will you? But look, Madeline, I just want to take you just one place before we go out to wherever you want to go.
All right. Where?
I thought maybe you'd like to see the dairy that me and old man Williams are going to open up soon.
Why should I?
Ever seen the inside of a dairy?
No, and I don't think I want to.
Well, you're going to see it anyhow. You know, it ain't so far outside of town, and it's on the way to the casino and them other roadhouses anyhow.
Just delightful, Freddie. Terrifically delightful.
Yeah. Now, you see what happens here, Madeline? The bottles go down the conveyor belt over there, and then they go around that big machine, see? Now, you see the way they're going around there?
Yes, I see, and I see it's almost 10 o'clock, too.
Oh, there ain't no more to see after this. Now, you see the bottles? They come out of the washer, and they go into the sterilizer. Then they go out of the sterilizer, down this belt, and into the filler and the capper. And then out there on the other side of another belt, they go through that little door where they get put in the crates.
Marvelous, isn't it?
Uh-huh, sure.
Turn this machine off, will you, Freddie? The noise is driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sorry.
Whew.
Is that any better?
Certainly is. Now, let's get out.
Let me take you out into the crating in the loading room, Madeline.
Must you?
Yeah.
Look, I've seen the barn, the milkers, and the dairy.
Uh-huh.
The boiler rooms, the stock rooms, and now I have to see the loading room.
Sure.
Why?
Well, because it's good for you to see something you ain't never seen before.
Oh, come on. Let's get out.
Well, Freddie.
Oh, hi there, Mr. Williams. Come on in, will you?
Could I see out here for a minute, Freddie?
Why, sure you can, sure. Excuse me a minute, will you, Madeline?
If it's not for more than a minute, Freddie.
Oh, it won't be. It won't be. Well, what did you want, Mr. Williams?
To talk to you a minute out here.
Yeah, sure. Well, what's up?
I'm not sure.
Yeah? Hey, look, you look like a storm that's just been through a storm.
I'm sorry, Freddie, but what have you done to Nora?
To Nora? Me? Well, nothing.
But something's the matter. She's in the house. She was perfectly all right till she saw you drive up with this girl. Now, she's in her room crying.
Oh, well, I...
Freddie, have you forgotten already what I told you about Nora?
No, Mr. Williams, I ain't forgotten
but
nothing.
But you've hurt her, Freddie, and you promised me you wouldn't.
Look, I didn't do it on purpose. I
hope you didn't, Freddie, and I'd like to think you didn't. But, son, Nora's under the impression that you and she are... Well, I don't have to tell you what.
Of course not. I know all about that.
And where did she get that impression but from you, Freddie? Now, are you keeping your promise?
Well, sure I am, Mr. Williams. Look, Nora just doesn't know what's going
on. She knows what's going on, Freddie. That's a very attractive young woman in there. Even Nora can see she's no match for a girl like the one you're with tonight. You had a date with Nora. You broke to go with this girl tonight, didn't you?
Well... Yeah,
well,
sure.
Well, that's
but
just
I...
the kind of thing you promised me you wouldn't do, son.
Yeah, I know
no,
that, but
I'm
I...
not telling you have to date Nora at all. Whom you date is none of my business, none of Nora's either. But it does become of interest to me when you hurt my child as you've hurt her tonight. Don't do it again, Freddie. Good night.
Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams, will you wait a minute?
Good night.
Well, look, will you just let me tell you why
Good
I...
Good night.
Gee. Hey, Madeline. You still in there?
Yes, but only because I don't know how to get out of this stupid place.
Don't like the joint, huh?
Well, it's probably all right for cows.
Yeah. Guys with the brains of cows.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing at all. Come on, let's get out of here and have some fun, huh? Getting late and I want to get some fun in before the sun...
Oh, morning, Freddie.
Good morning, Gibbsy. What's cooking, huh? And I do mean what's cooking on the stove.
Bacon and eggs.
Good.
You're up awfully early for a young man who came home so late.
Oh, it wasn't so late at all, Gibbsy. Just about 2 o'clock. Say, you got some bacon and for me, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Did you have a nice time last night?
Nah, I didn't at all. I was out with Madeline Dodge.
And you didn't have a nice time, hmm?
No, I didn't have a nice time. Who can with that Madeline dame? Why, she's about the biggest snob that I've ever known. You know, there ain't nothing good enough for her.
Oh, Freddie, she's just used to the best.
Yeah? Well, old man Williams and me got the best dairy in this country. But that still wasn't good enough for her.
You mean you took Miss Dodge out to the dairy last night?
Yeah, sure. What's more, Gibbsy, I ran into some trouble out there.
What do you mean you ran into some trouble out there?
Well, I had a date to take Nora to the movies last night, and I busted it to take Madeline out to the dairy. Well, we got out there, Nora saw us, and her old man came out and gave me the dickens for making his daughter cry.
Well, you know, it really wasn't very smart of you to take Miss Dodge where Nora'd see her.
No, the reason I busted the date with Nora was so that I could take Madeline out to the dairy and, well, maybe make her like the joint enough so she'd cough up a few bucks and help us out.
And Mr. Williams was angry about that, huh?
Well, I didn't get a chance to tell him why Madeline was there. Maybe it's a good thing I didn't, too. She didn't want to put no dough into it anyhow.
Oh. Freddie.
Hmm?
Freddie, I thought the bank gave you all the money you needed.
Well, sure, they gave us all we needed then, Gibbsy, but, well, things cost more than old man Williams figured they did, and, well, the bank just ain't going to kick through it no more dough at all.
Yeah, but I thought the dairy was all ready. What do you need money for now?
For cows. Some dairy we're going to have if we ain't got no cows.
Now, look, Freddie. Mr. Williams told me the other day that the herd was on its way.
Yeah, it's on its way, all right, Gibbsy. It's COD, and we ain't got none of that stuff with the sea.
How much do you need?
1,500 more fish than we got right now. Hey, Gibbsy, you ain't got a spare million, have you?
Oh, no. No, I'm afraid not.
I didn't think you would. Well, I'll still get it somewhere. Got awful sore about last night, though.
Bacon's done. Why, Freddie?
Well, here I was lugging Madeline around, trying to help old man Williams get enough money for the cows, and, well, he up and gets sore at me.
I know how you feel.
Yeah? Let me tell you something, Gibbsy. There ought to be a law against getting into trouble trying to help other people out.
Yep, I think maybe you're right there, Freddie. By the way.
Hmm?
Did Professor Rogers tell you about the man who came to see him the other day and asked all kinds of questions about me?
No, he didn't. Somebody asked him too many questions about you?
Yeah. Yes, they are, because I'm trying to help Mrs. Carlton do something. Believe me, Freddie, if you're in trouble because you tried to help Mr. Williams, you're not alone.
No?
No. Mrs. Carlton phoned me today about the man who asked those questions.
Oh?
Seems I'm in trouble, too. Terrible trouble.
Who was the man who asked Professor Rogers so many questions about Penny? Why do his questions mean that Penny is in trouble? Will Penny now be forced to tell someone what she's doing for Mrs. Carlton? Or will her work be a mystery forever? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger quality beef is a beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger quality beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently thick steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. And remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.